So a person that I've watched people in, around where I get to go, experience breakthroughs into a new place in Christ, to a new experience in this large room, a larger experience. And one of them I've watched have happened to is Karen. And it's been fun to watch her experiencing this breakthrough, riding this wave. And God's given her a really amazing word about our being seated in heavenly places in Christ, and she's been sharing it in several different places, several churches and others. And so I thought I had her scheduled to come in June, but then I realized that we were going to celebrate the Ascension today, the Feast of the Ascension, and then I just really sensed that, well, this is her words about that. So this would be a great time for her to come and share her word concerning how the Ascension impacts our lives. Karen isn't just my administrative assistant. She's also, for Aslan Wars, the ministry director. And how many years, Karen, have we been working together now? 10? And a 10-year survivor of working with me. Amen. So, yeah. So Karen's an engineer by training, by education. Can you imagine an engineer having to work with me? And I thank God, though, she keeps me out of prison and all kinds of stuff, and so I'm grateful for that. But I'm really, really excited about hearing what God is saying to her and what he's saying through her. And I want you to really give her ears to hear, because I think God wants to speak something in your life that'll change your life. So, my dear friend and fellow worker, Karen Welch.
Well, good morning. I am so pumped to be here, because for the first time this year, I said, I am celebrating Ascension Day big time. So on Thursday, when I was standing in Aldi's and Bishop called and said, hey, instead of June, how about Sunday? I was like, okay, we're going to celebrate big this year. And hopefully by the time I finish talking, you'll understand why it's one of my new favorite holy days. We had a conference in November called Joyful Love, and Bishop had asked me, do you have a session in you? And I thought, well, I have Jesus in me, so I think I have to say yes. But it was interesting because what I had to say came from several weeks before when Bishop was already talking about this joyful love. And I was sitting back at the sound booth at one of the noons, and I said, God, I'm not experiencing that. I've seen it in him. I know it's real and available, but I'm just being honest with you. I'm not experiencing that. So that's kind of what my session was. I'm not experiencing that, but I believe it's true, so I'm pressing in and believing for it to happen, believing for my experience. And I described, you know, when Bishop talks, he's doing these little course corrections and staying in this joyful love. And I said, for me, it's like turning the Titanic, okay? So that's where I was, beginning of November. Fast forward to February. God had kind of kick my butt to start a couple ladies groups. And so it was on a Friday, and I had a 10 a.m. once a month ladies group, and it was my first session of it. And I was also starting a small group with some friends of mine that same Friday night for once a month. And this was our first session of it. And we are going through Bishop's Resurrection Life book. And we got to the end of chapter 5, and part of it kind of talks about being in heaven and living in heaven. And so that's kind of where we ended. And then we end, and then we have a noon service at our church in Fairfield. So I went right into our noon service, and I was sitting there. And for months, when I say God kind of kicked my butt to start these two Bible studies, I was having this real internal battle. And it got to the point where I didn't even know what this was about, but I was getting worn out and really sick of it. But it was just this battle, and I felt like I'd get knocked down, and it's all this struggle to get up and just knocked down. I was just like, I'm ready for this struggle to be over, and I just want to stay on the mat. You know what I mean? They're like, just stay down in the fight, right? But it never worked. And so during this noon service, the Lord made it clear to me that the battle I was experiencing, because I couldn't figure it out, like, is it about ministry? Is it, what is it? Because I was struggling starting these ladies' groups. And he made it clear to me that I could either live in heaven or in earth. And I was like, is that what this is about? Like, is it that simple? And then, because, you know, I had had that boxing ring kind of analogy in my head, then he goes, it's not that. It's like a helium balloon. Like, okay, this is going to take me a little while to unpack. So I spent the afternoon trying to unpack what God was saying to me in between my two Bible studies. And what he was saying is, you have it all wrong. You're seeing this as you're living in a boxing ring. But the truth of the matter is, it's more like a helium balloon. So, of course, I'm a very visual person, so this worked for me. Let's see if I can do this. All right. Whoa! Are you awake? I'm not sure which one of those just popped. Here's a helium balloon. And what do we notice about a helium balloon? It naturally rises. It defies the law of gravity, which most things on Earth have to go according to that law. So it naturally rises. He says, what happens is your life in me in Christ is like a helium balloon. Because of the Holy Spirit is always lifting you up. It's not an effort to rise as a Christian. It's an effort to stay down. Because this helium balloon, what keeps it from floating all the way to the ceiling? It's tethered to something. If it's not tethered, by its very nature, it's going to rise. He goes, that's what a Christian is. Yeah, you have the Holy Spirit in you. By your very nature, you're going to rise. So when I'm trying to stay flat on the mat and in this battle, it's never going to work because Holy Spirit is the one raising me up. I'm thinking it's going to be a struggle to get up. He says, no, the struggle is to stay down. That's where you have the battle. And then I thought about the example. You know, if you wake up in the morning and you don't really want to get up, but if you just wake up and get up when the alarm rings, that's pretty easy. But if you stay in bed and think about it, it gets harder and harder to get up. And I was like, wow, that goes along with what Bishop said. It was just like, you have to work really hard to get out of the joy of the Lord. You have to work really hard to get out of that. I'm like, wow, I think that's really true. And so what happens with an air-filled balloon, which I hope is not the one that just popped? And it's not. Here's my air-filled balloon. By the way, I now keep one of these in my office. It's my office buddy and my helium balloon reminder. But here's this, I mean, it's a wonderful, smiley, happy balloon, but what? How does it behave? It just sits there. So what's the difference between this balloon, its behavior and its character and nature, and that balloon? Inside. What's inside it? What you're filled with? And all of a sudden, light bulbs are going off in my head. Because it's a real concrete example for me as an engineering brain of how I can look the same on the outside and be a new creation and have a totally different nature and character and behave totally different. And it was like, you know, the old time vaults when you hear it go click, click, click. That's what it felt like in my brain of going, oh my gosh, that's what it means to be a new creation. I still have this earth suit, I still look this way, but I'm filled with something completely different. And by the way, the wind doesn't have to bounce me around like it does that balloon. So this was just setting off, you know, light bulbs in my head about this whole thing, this struggle. And I'm going, okay, Lord, I think I'm getting this picture of the new creation, but you said I get to live in heaven or on earth. What is this? And he said, you're tethered. That's what's keeping you from it. And this struggle is every time you get, you're feeling the pull down because you're tethered. But when you get back up, you get another jerk because the Holy Spirit's lifted you up. So you're basically getting jerked around. Well, I'm explaining this to my second ladies' Bible study. And I'm going like this with the balloon. And they have that look on their face like, we get it, Karen. Would you please stop that? And so I also, because I had, in between, had bought balloons and a helium tank, of course. And so I had that tank there, and I was getting ready to blow up a balloon. And so here's the box that it comes in. Here's the tank. And for whatever reason, I decided it was a really smart idea to just leave it in the box to blow up the balloon. And as y'all can see, that doesn't work very well. So at this point, I had the choice, either burst the box or stop blowing up the balloon. So I stopped blowing up the balloon, and for some reason completely unknown to me, I tied it off at this small little size. Once again, it's filled with helium, it's not filled with air, but I set it down. And look at what that balloon does. It's filled with helium, but it's not acting like that balloon. I was like, oh wow, that's pretty cool, God. Because we have the Holy Spirit. We don't need more of the Holy Spirit. But if I don't allow the Holy Spirit to work in my life and exercise and grow and experience things with Him, I can live my whole life as a Christian and look the same as I did before. Look like I have the same nature and behavior and all. Not be defying gravity and the things of the earth. I was like, that's really cool, God. Thank you for that. The other thing is, it was in this box, and I had a choice. Either I was going to let the Holy Spirit continue to expand and work in my life and totally break the box I had God in and the Holy Spirit in, or I was going to stop right here. We have a choice. We can stop right there. So I was like, okay, all right, I'm getting this picture. This is really cool. And in between Bible studies, I said, okay, well, if this is a tether thing that keeps me from just soaring and going, Lord, what am I tethered to? And so I was asking him that question, specifically for me, what it is. And so he said, you're tethered to one of the things. The best I could explain it was the fear of doing ministry by yourself. Not that I haven't stepped out and done it, but there were some things around that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am. Let's cut that tether. So by the time I get with my girlfriends that evening, I have the weight, I have the string, I have the balloon. And after I've shared with them, I said, okay, are you game with me? Will you go outside while I cut my tether? And by that time, I actually have two balloons looped on here because I was doing various examples. So we go outside, and I cut my tether, and we watch that balloon go up. I'm like, this is so awesome. But there was a second one, and I was going to take it home just as a reminder. And unbeknownst to me, I'd cut the one that was tied securely to the weight. The other one was just kind of looped around. And as we're standing there talking, that second balloon slips loose and goes up and follows the first. And one of my friends said, oh my gosh, your first balloon isn't alone. That's pretty cool. So sometimes there's things we have to, you know, the Lord shows us and we make a conscious cut with, but I think there's some that are just freebies that he just... It just slips and it just goes on up. But those things that we're afraid of. And let me just tell you, I've been getting more and more excited ever since then. Because just going, okay, there really is this new nature. So I'm sharing it with everyone I can share it with. And on February 29th, leap year, leap day, I have a friend that has a birthday that day. We were there. And there was a friend of ours there that had not heard this. So, of course, I took balloons to the restaurant because I have them. And, of course, since I had them, I started talking about them. And she goes, after I'd shared, she goes, Karen, do you know what the atomic symbol is for helium? I haven't looked at a periodic table or chemistry in let's not say how many years, okay? And she goes, it's H-E. Do y'all get that? You're filled with he. Okay, so we were getting a whole lot out of that. And she even texted me. She's looking, she goes, they make balloons that have the square with the atomic symbol, comes from this periodic table. And so I had to actually go get a periodic table. Interestingly enough, here's helium in the top corner. And the little picture they have for it is balloons, I might add. But then I read what this column, you know, scientists and chemists and all organized this according to certain characteristics. And this column here is called noble gases. I went, now God, you're just showing out. That God would be so intricately detailed. Understand, this analogy that he's given me didn't work in Jesus' day. It's not a body of knowledge they had at the time, but it's for a person like me at a time like this. And these chemists and all didn't know what they were doing when they put this together, but God did. So even this example, he chose helium with H-E in the English language. I speak English. to explain that it's what's in you. It's He in you that changes your very nature and how you behave. And I have a feeling it is. I'm so sad that that's the balloon that popped. Because I actually have balloons printed that say He on one side and in me on the other side.